Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Mercury, everyone knows it's poisonous, but thousands of pounds of it are being released into the air every year. And there are ways to dramatically reduce the amount. How can it be done? And why hasn't action already been taken? To talk about that, I'm joined by Annika James, Federal Field Associate with Environment Michigan, which unveiled a new report today that finds Michigan near the top of the list of polluters for power plants when it comes to mercury. Welcome to the program, Annika.
Thanks for having me.
So where do we rank when it comes to the nationwide pollution of mercury?
Michigan ranks 10th in terms of the total amount of mercury pollution from power plants. The total amount for that is 2,253 pounds of mercury pollution last year. And to give that some context, even a single drop of mercury is enough to make the fish in a 25-acre lake unsafe to eat.
So we're talking 10th in the country, which is a bit surprising since we're the only state that lost population last year. Our economy is struggling more than most. How is it that our power plants are pumping out so much more mercury than others?
I don't actually know the reasons for why our power plants are more than any others, but I do know that the mercury regulations, there haven't been any mercury regulations up until this coming December when EPA is going to come out with new regulations that will cut mercury pollution by over 90% and make life better not only for people in Michigan but all over the country.
Well, we know mercury is obviously poisonous in its liquid form, but it's burned during the process of producing power, from what I understand. It turns into a gas. So what exactly happens to it at that point when it gets into the air?
It gets into the air, and then it falls into our waterways via rain and snow. And then it accumulates in fish and enters the food chain. So most mercury enters our bodies by eating fish, and it's a dangerous neurotoxin that harms mostly growing children. It can lead to irreversible damages in verbal skills and attention and motor control and even reduced IQ.
So it's not really that we're somehow inhaling it. It's actually coming through us to us through our food sources, and you're saying fish primarily?
Yes.
I see. Now, so in terms of the dangers of this kind of mercury poisoning, I guess, we don't hear very much about it from medical officials. We certainly hear a lot about obesity and heart disease and so on. Why doesn't the medical community get involved in this issue?
It is sort of hard to quantify, you know, how smart is your child relative to how smart they could have been if they hadn't been contaminated with mercury. But it is definitely something that we should be worried about. The mercury pollution is so widespread that some estimates have shown that 1 in 10 women of childbearing age in the country has enough mercury in her bloodstream to put her child at risk if she becomes pregnant. So it's definitely a widespread problem.
I'm talking to Annika James, Federal Field Associate with Environment Michigan. Now, Attorney General Bill Schuette has led the charge to stop the EPA from setting these new standards, saying that it could cost the state jobs. Wouldn't it cost our power plants quite a lot of money to enact these new, to meet these new standards? I'm not even sure exactly how they'd go about doing that.
Yeah, well, every new standard has its costs, but the EPA's an analysis of the economics of this standard is that for every $1 spent on installing the necessary equipment to reduce mercury pollution, we'll get $13 in benefits from reduced health costs and fewer missed work days and fewer necessary costs for the society.
So wait, the utilities, though, they are resisting these new regulations, then, is that right?
Definitely. They're working hard to stop the EPA regulations in Congress. And so what we're trying to do is get Senator Debbie Stabenow and other Congress people all over the country to support the EPA's much-needed life-saving standards.
Is there a ballpark of how much it would cost a power plant to upgrade?
Yeah, the EPA's estimate is that the cost should be just under $11 billion in 2016, but that the benefits would be anywhere between $60 and $140 billion in that same year. So it's a pretty clear choice.
$11 billion nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I see, and this would obviously, well, this would likely end up going to the consumers, though, would it not?
Probably to a certain extent, but also the benefits would be entirely from the consumers as well.
When it comes to the pollution that comes out of our power plants, is mercury the only concern? Is that the main concern?
It's definitely not the only concern. There are many different types of pollution that come out of power plants. And one, mercury is just one of them. That's the rule that's coming out in December, which we're focusing on right now. But also smog and soot and other toxic pollution, everything from lead to particulate matter. It's all generally unhealthy, but we've been making a lot of progress in the past decades to make this better, and this rule is another example of increasing our health and well-being.
But any kind of power production would and does involve some pollution of some sort, does it not?
Well, you know, wind and solar energy are much more clean energy. They have some pollution at the very beginning when you're creating the mechanisms, but once they're installed, they're pollution-free, and that's definitely what we support.
So where is the court case now, and when do you expect any kind of a ruling by the court?
This isn't a court case. This is an EPA new standard, and that should be coming out in December, mid-December.
I see. So Bill Schuette, is addressing the EPA and asking them to hold off on these new standards?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the details of the court case. All right.
I see. So at this point, though, the standards wouldn't, from what you know, they wouldn't take effect until the court decided on the case that the Attorney General has filed?
The standards should take effect in December and then be fully implemented in 2016 unless something else happens.
Oh, I see. So nothing's going to stop it at this point. And in terms of the percentage, is that right, 90% reduction in mercury pollution?
Yeah, because currently mercury isn't being regulated at all. So new standards that would bring it to healthy levels would mean that mercury would decrease by 90%.
Wow, incredible. Annika James, Federal Field Associate with Environment Michigan, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.